Hello and welcome. You are listening to an Irish Lingo podcast, presenting an Irish newspaper article where each episode includes the text in Irish and the English translations in the description of the podcast. For further help, you can click on the link in the description, which will bring you to www.lmknjb.com/blog, where each word of the article is clickable and will reference an Irish dictionary translation. Thank you and enjoy.
1,000 people who died abroad have been abducted by a charity.
Míle duine a bhás ba thar léir cuba óas de bhar cahanais.
Multimedia journalist a charity in Newry, Co Down, set up 7 years ago, has announced that more than 1,000 people who have tragically died abroad have been brought back to Ireland for burial over the area. Sin.
Idishor Elvin Tashatugvala Fis a Kahana Sanura Kunda and Daun Abunir Shaft Mniana Ohin Gwilbresh Agus Mila Dinna Awas Agat Fagod Yach Par Yar Tugva Ed Akahir and Yakar Lana Nailakva Agaha Naharshin.
Colin Bell, who co-founded the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust with his wife Ian, says they are delighted to have achieved this great milestone and are honored to do the work in memory of their son.
Dear Colin Balley, I won the Intiva Sash Duhia, Kevin Ballinian of Lana Van Kale N.A., Gulchet Ansast, and Floch Vila Awarsha, Awantamar, Agus Gormora, no Nordob, and Abuid Ayena, Guevne Eramako.
In June 2013, her son Kevin was killed when he was knocked down by a car in New York. Kevin was 26 years old. He was a dancer, a footballer, and a young man who was very offended.
In Cure Pelador, agus faro gara anchin ra bahail.
However, bringing his body home was expensive, and the people of Newry raised 150,000 euros at the time to help their families meet this cost.
We cost us more, big bantra, no hor pohurta wala at avoche. Agus wala pobola nur kid kiga mila euro aganam hon kidu lana winter un costa sha at lana.
After Kevin's death, the people of the area were so good to us.
In Nivas Kevin, we winter un hanter homashin dun.
They collected so much. It was natural that we would use the money to help others. We have brought people home from all over the world. We can take that stress away from family. We can say you don't have to do anything else. We will make the arrangements and pay for bringing the person home, said Colin. Before the Bell family founded the repatriation charity, there was no such thing north or south. They have repatriated over 1,000 bodies from 61 countries to every county in Ireland in 7 years.
Tá aistú hiú dienta aca ar bheis, agus míle corpótí é seasca govdí gacha an chunda inéirin le seach líana.
In some cases, the cost can be up to 15,000 euros, depending on the circumstances of the death.
Gosa na áirithe, bín costa suas na cúgvíla a iéag a euro a gist, ag bra ar chunsí an váis.
Gathering is not enough in Colin and Ivan's family, as well as the general public, often raise money for the foundation as a token of gratitude.
Ní neart go cur le chéile, agus is minic a bhaileann daoine muintir Colin agus anna a chomá leis an náfábal ar i gcad don nóúracht mar chórtha bhuíochas.
Because of the support that we receive, we are able to continue the work that we are doing.
Mar gheall ar an tácacht é an muide tá muid ábalta lean an leis an obair éta ar bón againn.
We are honored and privileged to do it in Kevin's name, said Colin Bell.
Is an óir agus is privileged dóní a dhéana in anam Kevin a dúirt Colin Bell.